everybody. Welcome to Hammer Down on the Market Scale Network. I'm your host, Mike Bush, and I am super excited today to have an industry veteran who's been at it for, by my count, I'm checking out your LinkedIn, over a decade. She is the queen of drayage procurement at Wayfair today, but hasn't always been at Wayfair. She's also been at Ocean Network Express. She's been at K-Line. She somehow has been in and around logistics for the better part of a decade. She is Summer Griffin. Summer, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks, Mike.
Summer, one of my favorite things to do is to just ask people, what exactly is your role? So I know that you're procurement manager for Wayfair, for drayage. What exactly does that mean? What's your day-to-day look like?
Absolutely. So the first cool thing about my role is not only does my team handle dray procurement, but we also handle profit management for the drayage part of Castlegate Forwarding. So obviously with the procurement, right, I'm going out to carriers, we're negotiating rates, talking about contractual terms, things like that. We're also monitoring their performance when they're actually doing our drayage lanes. But the second and kind of fun and new part of the position is working with our sales teams on, you know, margin that we're putting on our rates for the suppliers, right? And working with our pricing teams on how can we get sharper on the margins we're making? How can we get suppliers to sign more with us? So I feel like a lot of people are really familiar with the dray procurement aspect of the role, but the profit management has recently been added on to this role and it's been super fun.
Okay, so let's unpack that. There's a bunch of things here. So my typical listener is probably a college kid who just graduated college, thinking about this industry. And that's going to be a question I ask you later is what advice would you give that kid? But we talked about drayage and procurement. So let's talk very briefly. What exactly is drayage and why is it specialized?
Yeah, so drayage is us taking the containers from the port when it arrives from being shipped from overseas and bring it to a destination warehouse. So in my particular field, that would be our Wayfair and Castlegate facilities that we have and making sure that everything's being delivered on time. So then we can go to our final mile of making sure that the customer gets their product on time as well.
Got it. Now, you've mentioned Castlegate a couple of times.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Walk me through. Who is Castlegate? Why is this amazing company somebody that nobody's ever heard of? But if they look around your living room, there's an excellent chance Castlegate has handled some of your room.
Yes. I love that question. People ask all the time about Castlegate. So I do work for Wayfair, but we have our freight forwarding sector, which is called Castlegate Forwarding. So that is everything that is coming from our overseas suppliers, and that's bringing to our Castlegate facilities around the North America region.
Sure. And then within Castlegate, you touched on the supplier network. So if I've got this right, the way to think about it is there's Wayfair as a company. You own warehouses. You import goods. People order those goods online. Those goods are shipped to home. In some cases, because I think there's now two stores, Wayfair, and
yes,
customer
yes.
might go to a Wayfair store, kind of like, you know, that other Swedish company that makes furniture.
We don't talk about that.
But there's also sort of a marketplace side, right? So not quite to the scale of Amazon, but to the point of if there's something that makes sense, might complement the couch or the furniture you're ordering from Wayfair, something that can be an accent piece, all of that, that now falls into your purview as well.
Yes. And on top of that as well, so the supplier base that we have that is shipping and putting things on Wayfair.com, they also have their own facilities as well, right? So we have recently added over the past 3 to 4 years, we added a service where those suppliers can also just ship with us to their facility without being involved with Wayfair.com at all. So that's really where the Castlegate forwarding aspect comes into play. We've been working over the past few years to really build up that supplier base so we can kind of stand alone outside of Wayfair as our own freight forwarding service.
Got it. Okay. Now prior to Wayfair and prior to Castlegate, you were at a couple of different steamship lines. What? How did that happen? What prompted that decision?
Yeah. So it's really funny. In college, I actually majored in Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, which vast difference from what I'm doing now. I had aspirations for working a lot in the communities of just being prepared for natural disasters. Just seeing as I was growing up, certain big disasters that happened and seeing underprivileged communities not being able to be prepared for them. So that was the work that I really wanted to focus on. In the meantime of trying to find a job in that field, I got a temporary job at K-Line, which then later on merged into Ocean Network Express. So got a temp job, 90 day. I apparently did really well to where they wanted to sign me on full time. And, you know, it's one of those things, like you're out of college, you're really trying to just make a paycheck in the beginning, right? So I stuck with it. And then I kind of had a moment of realization that I'm actually kind of good at operations. I'm kind of good at equipment management, right? So I stuck with it and I was asked to be a part of the merger, which gave me a confidence boost being, you know, a year and a half out of college and getting this job without any degree experience. And so I just continued to further my education in that field. And I just kind of fell in love with it. Every day was super new and felt like something different was being learned every day. So I decided to just stick with it. So moved in the merger to Ocean Network Express. I did a variety of roles there. I really loved that aspect of that job. For a couple of months, I did equipment management. I also did a little bit of marine procurement. So getting the ocean space. I did off hires. And so that's, you know, returning leased containers to the other steamship lines. I did a bunch of different things. So it was really cool to kind of touch all different parts of how the supply chain works so I can have a holistic knowledge of what's happening when the container gets on the vessel and when it lands here.
Gotcha. So I have this working theory that 90% of supply chain pros either fell yes. into it, and it's a direct quote, yes. fell into it, or, yeah. you know, their mom, their dad, their aunt, their uncle was a legacy. There's somebody there. Only 10% of our industry really got into it on purpose. Sounds to me like you fall into that fell into that.
Okay. Absolutely. Yes. Cool.
So, but along the way, what are some of the coolest things you've gotten to see, be a part of, experience, et cetera?
Yeah. So starting with O&E. So again, being a part of that merger was a really cool experience. We merged with two other steamship lines. And so being able to see how each company, and these are, you know, old, long-standing companies, right? You know, 50 years old to 100 years old, seeing how their systems work and being able to be a part of the team to put those systems together was a very unique experience. And kind of on a superficial note, it was really cool that O&E decided to make the containers pink. And that's my favorite color. So it was really awesome to literally see them, you know, bringing a pink container to the headquarters that are in Richmond, Virginia, and following it to the port and everything. That was really awesome. So I feel like a lot of my friends, when they see a pink container on the road now, they think of me since I was a part of that process. So that was really cool. I think currently here at Wayfair, again, alluding to the profit management aspect of the job, it's been really awesome to kind of run my own little business with my team. I have a team of three, four, including myself. And we have these relationships with the carriers where we're negotiating rates. And then we also are going to sales and saying, you know, hey, tell the supplier we can do this for them. And then we're also working with pricing on, you know, maybe putting the margin down a little bit because of this special supplier that we can get X amount of volume containers with the year, right? It really feels like we're running our own little enterprise in our seats of trying to, you know, just get as much volume as we can and really market our services from the Drake carriers that we have relationships with. So it's fun to be able to build those relationships and be able to count on those carriers and pass along, hey, you know, in California, we're all set. We have this great group of carriers, great pool of carriers there. So if you need to have, you know, all of your containers arrive before 8 a.m., we can make sure that happens. So I feel like a little entrepreneur. I have my own little business right now. So it's pretty cool.
I love that for you. That's super fun. So, like I said, my favorite question to ask people is if you're talking to a new or recent college grad and they say to you, you know, I think this industry has something for me, or maybe there's something here, maybe I want to explore it. What's the piece of advice you're giving that kid?
Yeah. So I think alluding to my earlier answer about kind of touching all parts of the supply chain, not all, but a lot of parts of the supply chain while I was at O&E, I think it's, if you can, you know, not every company is built the same, but if you can do any type of cross training, I think that is the best way to go. Everything connects. It's literally a supply chain because everything connects to each other. And the more knowledge you have about what's happening maybe upstream when you are booking a container in Asia, but you're actually working in North America at the warehouse, the more knowledge you have about how that whole process flows, the better you can mitigate issues you might see, the better you can plan, the better you can forecast. So my biggest advice is just getting as much knowledge across the supply chain as possible, there's a lot of tenured people that you'll have at these companies who've literally been doing it for 20, 30, 40 years. Sit down and listen to those people. They hold knowledge that you can't find in textbooks sometimes. So that's been my favorite part, is just literally learning firsthand a lot of times from my carriers who've been just doing it for so long, and have a different perspective being on the ground, whereas I'm sitting in, you know, corporate Boston right now, right? So biggest advice to sum it all up is just learn as much as possible across all parts of the supply chain, because everything connects. And you'll have something click when you're working on something that you learned from, you know, maybe a previous job or a previous cross training.